Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of The Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. Tell you the truth, I almost didn't do the show tonight. Sitting here in this dark-ass studio by myself with a heavy heart. It's been times when I haven't been here that I wanted to be here. But there hasn't been many times when I've been here and I didn't want to be here. There has been a few times. And those same instances, those feelings were motivated by the same situation. So I started not even calm, man, because the situation in itself just made me feel like this shit wasn't worth it. You know, I almost quit the radio show today is what I'm saying. I almost quit my work with Mr. Nice Guy is what I'm saying. This ain't the first time I felt this way. But when I feel like that, it's because I don't really see the point in moving forward. I've lost faith. So I sat and I thought about it. I just kept kicking it around, you know what I'm saying, very much in my feelings. So I kept kicking it around. I do enjoy this show. I enjoy my life and the things that I'm fortunate enough to have been given. And I, for the longest time, I was like, fuck it. I ain't going to do the show. I don't see it. I don't give a fuck. I'm done with this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to ride out. Not literally ride out, but I'm just going to be out, pull the plug on this shit. It's a situation with two people in my family where there's being, where a rift is being has been created and is growing exponentially very quickly. They're members of my family, so they're valuable to me. Their happiness is valuable to me. The way they feel, their point of view, valuable to me. Just so happens in this particular instance, I am in the middle of the relationships with these two people. And like I said before, this has bothered me. And I came in here and I did the show and, you know, didn't act like, you know, I try, like Hollywood say, the show must go on, right? So I try to come in here with that in mind because it's what we're doing here. We're doing this for a purpose. My purpose is a little different, though. So in the past, when it disturbed me, I convinced myself to come in and just do the job. And be honest with you, in those shows and walking away from those shows, I expressed it to many people. But walking away from those shows, I don't feel like they're good shows. Maybe they were entertaining to people and they valued them and they couldn't tell and shit. But I didn't feel that way because I felt like I just came and coasted through it, kind of like I was talking to y'all, talking about to y'all last night. Just walking, you know, coasting through my life on cruise control. This is something that I greatly enjoy, so I try to bring my all and my best to this. This radio show, my work here with Mr. Nice Guy, magnify that into the relationships that I have with all these people and into the other things that I invest my time into, my millions of other jobs and all that other shit that I fill up my time with. So because of that fact, when I suddenly thought about that, I said, I'm not going to do that. You know, first of all, I forced myself to come here, okay? I did force myself to come here, apparently. You're sitting there, you're listening to me. I'm here, I'm talking. I made it. And the only thing that made me decide to come here to the studio tonight and do this show on my two daughters. Because I'm a father now. And those two girls don't deserve to have a dad that's a quitter. Will tell you about how your life changes when you become a parent, you know. And they talk about the most trivial shit. Talk about so much on the surface shit. People don't really have those real rare conversations with you anymore. Because they don't want to get that deep, get too attached. They don't want to have that burden and share in your highs, in your lows, really, because everybody loves to be your friend when you're on top. It's too much of an obligation to share those lows with you. It's too much of a burden to humble yourself and apologize when you're wrong. Even if you ain't do nothing wrong, somebody feels wrong about something you did, they have just cause to feel that way. I may not apologize for my actions. I may apologize for your feelings. Either way, when I apologize to you, though, and I walk away, it's over to me. Now, I will come to you and I will say, hey, man, I can feel something bothering you, dog. It's something I did. Like, we could talk about it. Tell me what I did. And why it's upsetting you. And I call many people this way. I don't have no problem having these open discussions with people, man. Because like I said before, last night, tonight, many nights before, man. I love my family. I love what I do. I love my life. I love this experience. Big heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm very passionate about living, dog. When I examine things, this is a great opportunity. It is. But whether or not this continue to exist, as long as I'm alive and I can continue to do other things and this experience continues. So I'll come and talk to you and say these things and try to find out what's going on and open the lines of communication and try to start building the bridge because relationships are bridges. We talked about this before. I'll do my part, try my best anyway. But if you're the person that continues to say, I'm fine and nothing's wrong and I'm okay, I've allowed you the opportunity and that's all I can do. If you want to continue to, or we have a conversation and walk away from that conversation and you're still holding on to the things that was done and the pattern of behavior and how you feel about it, we didn't resolve anything. There was no closure. What was the point? And us sitting down and having that talk. One of us wasn't being honest. That's how I can move the way I move. Because I put it all out there for you. You ain't got to love it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to like it. Sometimes people choose to walk away. And that shit hurt. But life do continue. All I have is the fact that I did my best. I put it out there for you. I might not have the right words at the right time. But I say it the best I can. I convinced myself to come here tonight for my two daughters. Because everything that I'm committed to at this moment is for their benefit. It started for my benefit. I have a responsibility here to this show also, and to you as the listeners, and also to the Mr. Nice Guy, the management, the other guy, the producer of the show, the other team members and staff involved in making these things happen. I have responsibility to them also. So if I don't come, then what? We're going to get a last-minute fill-in. We just going to fucking wing it and shit. Things happen, man. But if y'all know anything about me, y'all know I take my shit seriously, man. I don't call out for work just so I could go bullshit. I done did it before, man. But one time in the last 15 years, bro, like, I'm not making up lies so I cannot go to work. Not so I could get the money, motherfucker. Because I have a responsibility. I made a commitment to this, whatever the fuck it is, to be here. So if I'm capable, I'm responsible to be here. I'm a very happy-go-lucky person, they would describe me as, very free spirit. He's very carefree. And some people feel like because of that fact that I don't give a fuck. They feel like that's how you maintain that attitude, because you don't give a fuck. Well, indeed, and quite contrary to what you may believe, motherfucker, you could sit here and listen to me and what I'm saying to you and the things that I say to you night after night. Whether or not we talking about stupid shit, no matter what we talking about here, I'm always trying to come to you and give you something that's relevant and real to help. That's all I'm trying to do, to help you and to help myself. I asked myself many times why I chose to be a part of a radio show when I could do anything else. What was the purpose of doing this? When we changed to this format, for those of you still with us, I made a declaration. I came in here and I said that I was going to make this show about my life, and I was going to come here and talk about the things that happened to me and the way my perspective and point of view, so that it could be authentic and genuine. Because I don't like when things are orchestrated and fabricated, you know what I'm saying? It's okay when it's on the fly, funny, you know, I don't care if shit is made up. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't like when we come in here and we create this whole big facade. I'm not a facade motherfucker. I want the real, even if it's ugly. I want it. The world is set up and established to make you look for it, to make you search for it, emphatically, if you want the truth. And that's a burden in itself. I didn't come here to cry tonight. That ain't what I'm trying to do. But one of the reasons why I continued to stay committed after we changed to this format and why I felt like it was such a great idea is because as people in this world, all we ever need is somebody to talk to, somebody that'll listen. When I say that I'm going to come here and I'm going to talk about what's going on, I didn't mean just come here and talk about the good shit and come here and talk about how we winning and what we selling. I mean, come here and share with you everything, man. And I apologize to you as listeners and as supporters and as family and as friends and fans and all that shit. for not doing that shit previously. For coming in here and giving a half effort. Formally, I apologize to you. It's just not what I'm about. You got to be the change that you want to see in the world. I didn't live up to my responsibility in that moment. I apologize. This situation that exists in my family is very stressful for me. It has made me feel a lot of different things, man. Show me sides of people that I never knew existed. Because I like to look at the good in people and want to believe the good and try to bring out the good. That's what I was trying to tell you last night, if you were listening. To see those things, to see people be as ugly as they can be is appalling and it's horrible. It's shocking. But it's so much of a joke that sometimes it's the only thing that can get your attention in a world where you've become so desensitized to everything. No point in making examples of this. You're so desensitized to everything. We blank out everything, bro. I'm not going to live my life like that. You can feel however you want to feel about it. You're entitled to that. But I'm not going to live my life like that. When I came to the studio, when I finally made it here, and sat down in front of the boards and shit. And I was still debating whether or not I was finna do this shit, even though I came here, man. So as I'm sitting here in front of the boards, I'm just, you know, I'm on autopilot, to be honest with you, and I'm just looking for things to fill up my time and shit to take my focus away from where it's at. Hopefully trying to find something to lighten the load, but I know some of y'all feel me, that sometimes when you get so deep in the darkness, you don't want no light to come through there. You want to sit there surrounded by pitch black and silence, comfortable with that mood that you're in. Sometimes just because you want to stew. Sometimes a pity party. Sometimes because that's where you need to be. But when I got here doing my little search for the show, because I'm still, I come here and I ain't even got no show for the night. I ain't got no prep. I'm like, what I'm going to talk about? I ain't even want to do the show. In my mind, I was like, fuck that regular shit, man. Fuck all this shit, man. Time to start finding something else. I need a better plan. I'm not going to go into all the details of my situation. Like, I'm not trying to be here and depress you, motherfucker. Everybody got problems. I know that. I'm just letting you know I respect yours, man. Might be different than mine, but I respect your problems, dog. But my situation is what it is. It's unique in some ways it's not. But it's my situation. And that's it. At this moment, with all the things that's happening, it is a lot of burdens and loads being piled upon people. Me and my wife just became parents. So also through all of this, I'm thinking, my kids, still in the hospital, bro. Yeah, they growing. Like I said, I'm not here to depress y'all. They growing. You know, they improving and stuff. But they still in the hospital. You know, there's still things going on and shit that they checking out. Everything ain't A1, they ain't home yet. I ain't out the woods. It made me think, are you ever out the woods? Becoming a parent, is there ever a time when you just know your kids are okay? Or is there something that you concoct in your mind and make yourself believe so you can cope through everyday situation? I don't know if my mind or my life or me, I don't know if I'm ever going to be the same. In fact, I know that I won't. I would never be the same. because of the birth of my children and also the things that have happened with people in my family surrounding that event that should be so joyous in your life, that should be celebrated, that you should forever remember, and it should be a joyous occasion for every person. And I'm not blaming it on my kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm not blaming it on anybody. I'm not here to place the blame. But the blame lies with the people making the choices. So I can't blame my kids because they're not making any choices, man. But I don't know what each day holds. And I feel like if you step to the table with that in your mind, you automatically and immediately start making different decisions. No matter what you're basing that on, my bills is late. I don't know. They're going to turn my power off tomorrow. You don't know what each day holds. We live without power. Fine. I know. Some things are a little more critical than that. Mortality is something that I have become very intimate with over the last few years. And it has gave me a greater perspective and appreciation of life, understanding its fragileness, the fact that it is limited, that it ends. You will not have this experience forever, at least not in the way that it is. This situation with two people, we're a family. So we should love each other as a family. I feel like that's number one, family. We should love each other, number one. Everybody say, we love you, we love you, we love the fact that you like this, and you could come and you could talk and you can articulate and you could speak what's in your heart and you could just say it so freely. And I care whether or not people are judging you and how they take it and what they walk away with. We admire this so much. We value it. So great. Such a gift. Such a great young man. You're a good guy. You're a nice guy. You're a good man. But the same people that appraise me appraise this trait. Fuck praising me. The same people that appraise this trait and admire it so much won't practice it, won't exhibit it. And seen it, you know how powerful it is. You cast it to the side because it's not important to you in this moment. What's more important is the way you feel. You must make someone pay for the way you feel. There's someone worthy of you taking out this emotion on. People will go and type shit on Facebook seeking, you know, whatever it is that you're seeking social validation is what you're seeking. You want somebody to be concerned, and you want somebody to ask you what's wrong, and you want somebody to talk about this shit with you. And then when it comes to talking, you say you don't want to talk about it. But we'll go to Facebook and talk about this shit before we go to our family members. This ain't even no third-party motherfucker that I know his homeboy. That I work with this dude, and this his homeboy that we friends on Facebook. And he's saying, nah, man, this somebody that you finna see in a couple of hours. We gonna sit down and be looking in each other's faces. Sometimes, as irresponsible as I feel like everybody around me feel like I am, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really care what people think. It's more about what I think about what they think. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense to you. And I'm not a great friend. I'm not a great nothing. You know what I'm saying? I try my best. Like, sometimes I try my best. I just confessed to you last night. I walked through this shit on the mediocre. But I know everybody that know me know I got the potential to be a great fill in the blank. But we all do. So what? You don't get points for that. Who gives a fuck? So I do spend a large amount of my time wondering why people even tolerate my fuckery. What makes this brand of bullshit that much better than the next? It got to be something I'm doing that's redeeming. And people will tell you too. But the thing about that is I'm listening. So when you tell me I appreciate this and you, I try to keep repeating it and expand it. Make it bigger and greater. Make it shine brighter. Make it better. I have people in my life push me. Like I told you last night, I'm a person who always feel like I could do more. So I got people in my life who continuously push me, and I value them for that. I value that in them. Sometimes, though, those same people, you see them crumble when life pushes them, when it's their turn. Sometimes they crumble. Sometimes they just refuse, and they stand so firmly where they at. Don't even take a second to think whether or not this is the proper lane to be in. I got a lot of thoughts on my mind, man. I got a lot of things I'm kicking around, bro. But I feel like how can anything that I touch be successful with these divisions and rifts that exist in my family? My family should be the blueprint for what Mr. Nice Guy is. That's what I always believe. So I came into the studio, and I'm looking around for just anything, really. And I come across a speech, a clip from NBA coach Monty Williams. His wife was killed in an accident recently, I guess, along with another the driver of the other car. It seemed as if it was painted that the other driver was at fault. And the speech that he was giving was at his wife's funeral. And he came there and he made it a point to tell people to acknowledge the other family and their loss. Instead of being bitter that he lost his wife in this situation, this man was very firm and upbeat. He's very at ease and calm because of his faith and the things he believed about God and his greatness. He also made it a point to say not to give up, because that's what I was fixing to do. I was finna give up on all this shit because I didn't see the point in it anymore. And it does to get that dust on time for everybody. But remember, I had to remind myself that it's a reason why I got picked. Everybody's not here. Everybody don't have this chance with this group, with this brand. There's a few who do that ain't seen it yet, but I've seen it. Your life is too short, man. There's too many great things out here to accomplish. I had to convince myself tonight not to quit, not to let this go, that there still may be a hope somewhere. So it's my hope somehow that was entertaining to you, that was valuable to you, it was therapy for me. Appreciate you being here. Turn tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been another edition of the Night Show with Guy Nice. Gonna be some sweet.